This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, community environment. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of community environment in the Islamic lifestyle. When we look at the Islamic studies and Islamic teachings, we see that community is a part of personal life and it is not separate from the personal life. Generally, we see that people pay attention to their personal life and they do not pay attention towards the community life or the social life or the society. And therefore, there are many things that are happening in the society and we are ignorant towards that. Especially living in the West, we have seen that if a crime is happening in the society, if in a place or a street some crime has happened, people generally try to avoid such things. They do not become witness. Why? Because it might bring some consequences for them. It might bring some kind of hardship in their life, or they might face some troubles in future. Therefore, they avoid all these things. And therefore, this avoiding the crime or avoiding the corruption that is happening in the society results in more corruption and in more crime. And God forbids us from such thing that sometime it might happen to us that we get involved and the same thing is happening with us as well. And there is no one else to help us. Therefore, Islam says that the community environment should be clean, and it can be clean only when you are paying attention towards the community, when you are attentive to the community, and when you are looking after of what is happening around you in your surroundings, and we all are answerable to what is happening in our surroundings. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of community environment in the Islamic lifestyle and its importance. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in one of his narrations, he quotes the narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that the Prophet has said, "Inna al-ma'i ma'asiyata." Certainly, the sin, إِذَا عَمِلَ بِهَا الْعَبْدُ سِرًّا, if a person has committed that sin in a hidden, or he has done it privately, no one knows about it, لَمْ تَذُرَّ إِلَّا عَمِلَهَا, it does not harm except the one who has performed it. وَإِذَا عَمِلَ بِهَا عَلَانِيَةً, and if he has performed it apparently in front of others in the community, then وَلَمْ يُغَيِّرْ عَلَيْهِ أَضَرَّةِ الْعَامَّةِ, and nothing will change him, one thing will bring a change to him, but except there is a harm to the public, there is a harm to the society, and it is necessary. You know, generally we see that there is, even if a small group of people, they commit sin, and if we are silent on it, if we do not raise our voice against that sin, against that corruption, against that injustice, then obviously it will slowly spread in the community. People will get habitual in seeing the sins committed by individuals in the society. For example, in the month of Ramadan, we see there are many people now that they do not fast. Initially, there were like few of them, but now we see that the number of people are growing. Why? Because when we do not raise our voice against such things, if they are not fasting, they should not show it off in the community. They should stay at home and hide the matter that they're not fasting. But when it becomes apparent in the society, the people, when they're not talking against it, it becomes something regular or something which is been happening for the times, And people start doing that, and the sins spreads and the corruption spreads in the society. Therefore, we must avoid such things, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.